Hello, this is David Snyder, president of BIMI, welcoming you to Moments for Missions with Dr. J.B. Godfrey. Today's episode is being re-aired in honor of Dr. Don Sisk.
Well, last week I interviewed all week long Dr. Don Sisk. Dr. Sisk, just to remind us again, when were you born?
Nortonville, Kentucky.
In Nortonville, Kentucky, in what year?
1933.
Now, I want you to hear that. So, Dr. Sis, he's no longer with San South Carolina Spring Chicken. But God's been so good to him and his family over the years. And God called you to go to Japan as a young man and as a young family.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about what happened. I mean, were you ready for it when you went to Japan?
Well, you know, the good thing about it, when I got back from Louisville, Kentucky, I don't know how they got my address, but there was a piece of mail in my mailbox one day from Baptist International Missions Incorporated.
Okay.
Now, this was 1963.
Okay.
So it was 3 years old.
Yeah, just started.
But it told about their philosophy, their doctrinal statement, and, you know, and so forth. And I read that article and I thought, man, that's wonderful.
Uh-huh.
That's what I believe.
Yeah.
And it had Dr. Freeney's itinerary in there. So I slipped off one time. I'd never been to Independent Baptist Church in my life. So I slipped off one night and didn't tell anybody I was going except my wife. But I went to Clinton, Kentucky and went to the Independent Baptist Church.
Yeah.
I heard Dr. Freeney and it was wonderful. And he came by our house the next day and spent some time with us. And that's how I got acquainted with Baptist International Missions.
Okay.
And I'm sure glad I did. I mean, that's the providence of God.
Amen. Yeah. And so God used that meeting. You had already thought about Japan, though, before that.
So,
So God's at work in all these things coming together.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, I knew I was in the wrong group of people.
Okay.
So I resigned my church in Providence, Kentucky, and went to Harvey, Illinois as an associate pastor. I told Brother Brown when I went there, now I'll be here temporarily because I know God's called me to be a missionary.
Mm-hmm.
And I served there for 2 years, and we had a wonderful 2 years.
Yeah.
But in the early part of 1965, I told him I'll be resigning my church, or 64, I'll be resigning my church and, you know, my position and going to Japan.
Okay.
So in 1964, we went to candidate school at BIMI. Really didn't have any candidate school.
Right.
We went to the board meeting and they approved us as missionaries.
Yeah, the Lord bless you.
And the board meeting, that's exactly what they said, God bless you. And he did.
He did. So you got to Japan, you couldn't read Japanese.
I couldn't read it. No. That was the most humbling experience I've ever had in my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can remember landing in Tokyo and people running all over the place, jabbering something. You had no idea what they were saying. You got in a taxi cab and they were going down the wrong side of the road. And it's a good thing is because everybody else was too. Opposite side that we drive on. But we stayed a couple of weeks in the home of Dave and Alice Markham.
Right.
And after that, we had no furniture, hardly anything, but we moved in. We went to a house and began living there and started language school right away.
Mm-hmm.
And you can imagine starting language school. You're 32 years old. You know, you've been preaching, pastoring, and so forth. And all of a sudden, they're teaching you great lessons like, this is a piece of paper, this is a pen. And you try to say it the way they said it, and they'd shake their head, no, that's not the way you did. But all of that's a part of God's plan, Brother J.B.
Amen.
Yeah.
And you really have to go through that to be humble, like God wants you to be in a different culture.
Exactly, yeah. And I've often said, if somebody would have said, we'll give you $2 million if you can learn Japanese. After about 2 weeks, I'd say, forget it, okay? But if you learn Japanese, you can tell people about Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that was a motivation that kept you going.
Amen. We'll come back and listen to the broadcast tomorrow, and we'll see what God did in Japan.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.